Well, it's 12:10. It would be spurious, in the words of Attorney Sherman, to have a 10-minute break, so we'll have a 15-minute break.
Can you bring up one case?
Bring it up?
Number seven?
Our next, yeah.
What?
Is that the one?
No.
No.
Oh.
Oh, do you want to do that real quick?
Well, she's here.
Yeah, we can do, because that's an...
All right. Are we...
We're on.
Okay. First, for Waterbury's edification, the appellant has arrived, so we will be hearing that case. Now I will call, before my 15-minute break, case number 5, 23-366.
No, it's the wrong one.
No? What?
Yeah, 367.
Yeah, I'm talking about two cases at once. So seven arrived, but we're going to do five. Because it should be quick. Okay, Sergeant, one more time for the record, please.
Sergeant Elias Marks, MARTG, Middle Mount Police Department.
Okay, Sergeant, the record indicates there's an active NICS hit, non-expiring. Is that correct? Okay, sir, I will defer to somebody else to explain a NICS hit to you better. But either way, it's a disqualifying aspect of this case. So we cannot grant your appeal. Sergeant, do you have any more information about the NICS hit?
Probably.
Okay.
I believe it's in their IQ. Listed a 2003 conviction and was non-expiring. There was a conviction for a possession of marijuana, a conviction for a breach of peace, both in 2003. Not sure which one it was, but I can try to find out quickly. That was what it was referencing, but once it's next.
And do you have the SPRC or the triple I or the printout exposed?
I do.
Anything? Yeah. Just.
They're not included in the packet because it's a...
Actually, the board can see those.
Under FOIA, so I... Right.
Yeah, the board can.
Yes.
Yeah. We're all certified.
Yeah, the board can actually see those.
Probably best to give it to the colonel, because if you give it to me, I won't really know what I'm looking at.
That's the triple I.
Good job.
Knock anything over.
They weren't.
Same page.
I know.
Oh, sorry.
There it is.
First page.
First page. Yeah. Triple I.
And done. When was it run?
So Nick's, it's August 17th.
2 years ago?
When the, that
yeah,
was when
yeah,
the application
no, I just need
was
to see
made,
if it's
so
active.
At that time.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's exactly the inspiration date was inspiration A and then refers.
We don't know if it's active today.
We have a 15-minute break.
I, yeah.
I mean, can you just...
Call.
I don't know.
What is it? What is it for? Is it for the 2003 marijuana?
Yeah.
Which, if it were not a Nixit, it would be beyond the 20 years.
Well,
yeah.
And it certainly it's not 2015.
Right.
After 2015.
Yeah.
That's around 2022. So conviction's on.
So let's take a break. Can he
yeah,
call
just so
it, obviously, it's more complicated. I apologize.
Yeah.
We should probably take the break. And
no, when I read it, it's there's a NICS hit, but the underlying charge is a charge that wouldn't be a NICS hit now, and it's likely that the NICS hit is just an error, but
it's
the board be in the
it's
position.
It's still a NICS hit.
It's still a NICS
hit. Right.
Yeah, as long as it hasn't been done yet.
Because it was put in as the state put it in.
But it sounds like, oh, let me ask you, if that was not there, would he be issued?
I don't know.
Is that the only thing then? That's
I would have to relook at it. I mean, it, once they find that, they're going to deny
stop.
It.
Yeah.
Because it's an exit, so.
Yeah.
I apologize. I thought it was
watch your step.
No problem.
All right, we are going to now take the aforementioned 15-minute break.
Just so you know what's going on is...
Hang tight, yeah.
There seems to be a Nick's hit for a previous marijuana charge from '03-'04, and that's a federal prohibitor.
Yeah, right.
And a state prohibitor because of the Nick's hit. We just have to confirm it's still active. It was active at the time of your application.
Right. I wasn't sure if it was still in statute or not.
It's really not the statute, it's this Nick's hit.
Okay.
Yeah. So the sergeant's going to check to see if it's still active.
Okay.
During the 15-minute break.
Yeah.
So if you could hang tight and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, really no
good. All right. Back on the record at 12:36 p.m. For the record, all members of the board who were here prior to the hearing have returned. I'll recall case 523-366. The two guys who were here at the end, come right back up. Good afternoon.
Welcome back.
So the sergeant did some additional investigation that I believe won't be much help. Sergeant, can you just state that for the record?
So, I contacted our dispatch center and had them rerun a few checks. The criminal history appears to have changed. However, when they tried to run the FLQN, which is essentially attempting to determine if there's still a Nick's hit, it gave it an invalid data reject error code, so I wasn't able to determine it. What I was able to determine is that the one charge that has changed on the criminal history is the charge that is referenced in the 2022 Nick's hit, which was the arrest by West Haven Police for 21A279C.
So that charge is no longer there on the...
That charge is no longer on the SBRC. Correct.
Okay. I know what SBRC is, but maybe some don't.
Sorry. The state police records check no longer shows a charge under Connecticut General Statutes 21A279C, which is a possession of marijuana charge. It did appear in 2022, does not appear now. That is the charge that is referenced on the NICS hit, but I cannot confirm whether or not they removed the next hit from the database because I don't have that information that errored out when we tried to enter it. So,
okay,
I don't know why that was.
What was going to be a quick case may not be a quick case.
Are you prepared to make a suitability case absent that next hit? Or no? Or you could say, no, I would issue otherwise too.
There are other suitability issues, and we weren't. The investigation, I believe, stopped once the next hit was located, and there are other charges that were listed, but I don't have records that pertain to those charges. I don't know that they were obtained. They may have been. I don't know. I would have to look through.
So should we continue this?
That might not be a bad idea. Do you want to...
They were offered like 20 years ago. I think in the West Haven, and they said they didn't have any records because they don't keep records that long.
Attorney Sinetti brings up a good point. Maybe you're not prepared to go forward today. Did you want to seek a continuance, or do you want to present your case, or do you want to withdraw your case, Sergeant?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I think a continuance would be in order.
Probably would be best to continue it, given that...
I think it's likely if you do, you'll find out.
Well, yeah.
You'll probably issue it. Maybe not.
Most likely they remove the next hit, and then it's going to be a question of...
How bad or how long ago were those other...
Right. Suitability issues. And I would be better prepared to make the case if I didn't think that there was a next hit. So Well, I'll have to look. I think a continuance would be best.
Alternatively, you could, in review of your records, you could decide that there isn't an issue and end up granting it.
Right, yes, this, it would have to go back to the chief, who's the ultimate decision maker as far as our issuing authority with the new information at the time, you know, when this, you know, was accurate at that time, that, you know, it was not.
Okay, well, I'll make that a motion.
Let me just get the appellant's thoughts first. Would you be opposed to continuing this case till after the first of the year so that the sergeant can do some additional research? It might result in you getting your permit without coming back, it might not.
Yeah, whatever we need to do.
So you're not opposed to that?
I'm not opposed.
All I would ask is for the issuing authority to make a decision quickly, take a look at the stuff, and if you decide he's, it's no longer a suit, no longer nicks it, and it's no longer a suitability case, issue the permit rather than wait for your hearing date to come up. You know what I mean?
That'd be great.
If you're gonna get a hearing date in January, you may finish, you may decide this in the next week.
Yeah, and if a decision like that is made, obviously we notify the board as well as.
Yeah, I would just put that one at the top of the chief's list, not, you know, down the bottom of the last one that was just came in yesterday.
I'll be in touch with you either today, probably tomorrow, because I don't know how long this is gonna go. Just to tell you about a date, probably with another Middletown, if I can. And then, yeah, see what you can find out from that.
Okay.
Do you know what all that means?
Do you have his SPRC?
Yep, so this could be withdrawn.
I have one run.
Before this date, this could be withdrawn and I think we should start recording.
I have one run from 22.
Possibly, yes.
The issue is that there's the 2005 charge.
I was wondering about the 53A106 charge.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a record from West Haven.
Is that on his SPRC?
That charge still shows up, yes.
And?
But whether or not there's underlying records behind it.
I'm not worried about.
Class A.
Oh, was it? Okay. I thought that was a felony for some reason, disregard.
Very close.
Is a, what's it saying on here?
Is that the criminal mischief third?
That's why I was confused.
In possession of burglary tools charge?
Yes, that, yeah, it's a A misdemeanor is what's listed here on this SPRC.
What year was that?
2005.
All right, well, all right, so we're gonna continue the case so that everybody can figure out what's going on.
I think that's best.
Yep.
In touch with you also as far as the new date, I'll be in touch with you.
So look out for a call.
Thank you.
I would have led with that if that were.